All right, let's go to America's Radio News line. Standing by there is Chris Staton. He is the beer editor of Draft Magazine, this being St. Paddy's Day. Talk a little brewski. Mr. Staton, welcome to America's Radio News.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Of course, we want to start right off the bat by reminding folks to drink responsibly out there when you go out and have a good time with friends and family on this St. Patrick's Day. But that being said, let's talk about the market share that is beer. Is it my imagination, or is there a growing number of Americans that are just not satisfied with going with the mass produced? They're actually going to some of these beer gardens to get some of the crafted brews more often than not.
Sure, definitely. I mean, I don't know if I'd say they aren't satisfied. You know, there's a time and place for every beer style, but the craft beer industry is definitely booming. You know, last I checked, I think we were up to nearly 1,600 craft breweries, which is just a gigantic number. You know, they employ more than, 100,000 jobs in the U.S. It's a pretty good economic boom, and it's a great time to be a beer lover right now.
Sure, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, well, I go to a craft brewery here in a suburb of the nation's capital in Alexandria called Port City. Just one of the examples of some of the great fine brews that are out there. How much of this is because, and I remember this when I was growing up, these homebrew kits became, part and parcel of a lot of folks' home life, and now all of a sudden we're seeing a flood of these craft brews coming onto the market. Do you think folks got a little training at home before they started to take their expertise into the commercial arena?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look at the grandfathers of the craft beering industry, or craft brew industry, like Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada or Fritz Maytag, formerly of Anchor Brewing, mm-hmm. They all started out as home brewers, and home brewing clubs are huge. I think out here in Phoenix, where we're based, there's the Arizona Society of Home Brewers, and they're like 600 members strong. You definitely see a lot of home brewers getting into the craft beer game, and like I said, the business is huge right now, and there's a lot of potential for even more growth, but also, to make a little money and please the customers and make a pretty good artisanal product.
Let's get serious about girl beer, okay?
Is there such a thing as girl beer?
I mean, look, I like the more girly type of beers. I even had a beer one time that was it was a raspberry beer. Was it called framboise? Something like that?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Raspberry beer. It was actually pretty good. What do you recommend for women that like a more tender beer?
Well, I'll have to level with you. I know quite a few beautiful women out there that enjoy a good Irish dry stout.
There we go.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Are they the ones with the hairy legs?
Oh, my.
And, I know a lot
kidding.
Of masculine men that like framboise and other fruit
really?
Beers as well. Yeah,
oh,
sure.
So you have heard of framboise. So do you have any other recommendations?
Yeah, well, Lindeman's Framboise is a pretty good example. There are also styles that it's called Creek that are brewed with cherries that are really tart and flavorful and just juicy and bright in the mouth. Those are always good. But, like Samuel Smith's from England, they make a variety of organic cherry, raspberry
nice.
Beers that are pretty flavorful. And they have a lot of fans across the gender board.
Cool.
Our guest right now on America's Radio News is Chris Staton. He's the beer editor of Draft Magazine. What a great title, by the way. What do you do? I'm the beer editor for Draft Magazine. I wanted to see if this was on your radar screen. It came out a couple of weeks ago that for the Super Bowl party at the White House, the Obamas came out with their own homebrew. And what did that do for the industry, if anything? Did it actually make did you see a measurable spike in folks trying to take that up when that all broke, when that came out?
It definitely made its round on the Internet, the story. They used honey that was grown in, Michelle Obama's garden on premise to make a honey ale.
Yeah.
And like I said, people on the Internet were just, that story was on fire. But this isn't the first time that he's promoted craft beer. He, I think it was during the World Cup, he bet against England a bottle of, or I think it was a whole case of Goose Island 312 Urban Wheat, which is from Chicago, his hometown. He's actually mentioned that beer a couple times. So it's interesting to see, a president, promote craft beer. I don't think it's been since Jimmy Carter that we've seen a president really interested in beer as a good, solid American product that the whole world, can enjoy.
So what are the top five St. Paddy's Day brews?
Oh, that's a good question. I think if you're going to go out to the bars today, you're probably going to see a lot of Irish dry stouts, mm-hmm. which it's a style they invented, and you're going to see a lot of Irish red ales. Now, with the dry stouts, you're going to get a lot of the the darker flavors. There's some sharp grains, some moderate roast, but, you know, some coffee-like flavors as well, but a real nice dry finish. Guinness is a really good example of that, Murphy's Irish Stout. But for American craft versions, you know, Avery out of Colorado, they make a stout called Out of Bounds Stout, which is a pretty good example of that style.
Mm-hmm.
Moylan's out of California makes Dragoon's Dry Irish Stout, which is another good example. In terms of the Irish red ales, these are a little bit more malt-forward in terms of caramel and toffee flavors, a little bit of toasty malts, and some nice dry bitterness. And, you know, O'Hare's Irish red ale from Ireland is a pretty big one. Smittick's, I think we've all probably had Smittick's in our life.
Yeah, I'm sitting here copying everything down, man. Keep on going. You're good.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you want to go the American craft route, there's Three Floyds out of Indiana. They make a Brian Boru Old Irish Ale, which is a spot-on example of the style.
Right.
Great Lakes out of Ohio. They've been around for ages. They make a Conway's Irish Ale, which is really tasty. And then one of my favorites, Boulevard from Kansas City, makes a pretty solid Irish ale.
All right, so, well, very good.
Mr. Yeah, you can get any of those. It's a good way to celebrate the holiday.
Chris Staton, he is the beer editor for Draft Magazine. Mr. Staton, thanks a lot for taking some time out and talking with us here on America's Radio News.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and have a good St. Patrick's Day.
You do the same, sir. You do the same. All right, now we...